Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
Folks, you're listening to the Drink Shows of Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rick, and on with me, as always, Richie Byrne.
And your producer, Sol Joel.
Not today. He just gave the thumbs up because it was the first time we didn't screw it up in the recording.
Joel, we're rolling.
The things that make Joel excited.
Richie drove all the way from New York to be down here in Sol Joel's studios, and guess what?
Yeah.
We had nothing ready.
Yeah. No, it was amazing how little you guys fucking did. My God. Merry Christmas, people.
We were ho-ho-hoing.
Well, and we'll get... But it... I just want to say that we haven't been here in a while. We've been at the comic strip, which is great. We started here at Joel's.
Yeah.
And we were always upstairs, so it's just the first time we're downstairs. And where are we? We're in the...
In the new studio.
The studio for your Facebook.
Gino and... Sol Joel headquarters.
And that guy, Chuck, who's not here today.
Yeah, well, I wish he was available.
Well, anyway.
It's the time of year that it's hard to get a hold of Chuck. But we pulled some strings.
Yes.
Yes.
We got the real Santa.
This is our Christmas show, by the way. We should say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Thank you. We didn't say that we always say.
It's special guest.
This is
a special guest.
And he's dressed like a slash between Santa and a Keebler elf.
Like if Samuel L. Jackson played Santa.
What? Yeah. Sol Joel.
Can I say that?
You can say, Richie.
Sir, I didn't mean to interrupt again.
I don't want to say Richie has an ego, but he interrupts Santa.
No, go on. Something
Santa,
Richie.
The bigger name is speaking.
Ooh.
Above the line.
I'm sorry, but I have two words for you, Santa. Patty LaBelle. Anyway.
What's his name?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? It was really important. It had to do with the show.
Did we talk last night?
Richie Byrne is on the show. That's
yes.
What we were telling
you. I can't remember, so let's go on. Santa is the guest.
Santa's in the house.
Oh,
I feel like Santa had something to say.
Well, Santa always has something to say. You know, some things just never change. You boys, you might look older, but you're still the same knucklehead.
Yeah,
we may never get those 2 minutes back.
I just remembered my
mind. I doubt it, but let's go.
All right, back to you. Quick before I forget again. We need to take a picture of Santa. And you can put it on the Facebook. You know how you always put the comics picture? So we need to put Santa so they can see what the joke is.
That he looks like Samuel L. Jackson.
That he looks like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, you guys can help us.
Santa L. Jackson.
I'll take the one strapped down.
Okay.
Just for street cred.
Here's what happened, guys. I was late getting here. I was coming in from Long Island. We're down in Palmyra. And you guys were here. And I felt bad, and I figured, I'll run in it and we'll go. And nothing was set up when I walked in. Nobody was prepared. And Santa was in his underwear, which I didn't understand at all.
And Joel's fly was down.
Yeah. Santa said to Joel.
Happy holiday.
Happy
holiday.
Put this red nose on and let me guide my sleigh through you. I've been waiting to say that joke since I
Anywho.
Naughty list.
Naughty list. Start every show.
Santa, is that what we do with mistletoe? That's not mistletoe. Anyway, so we're doing gay jokes. It's great. Anyway, the way we start every show
is with a joke.
Yes, a street joke.
So we usually do a...
No, we do drinks.
Well, we'll do drinks.
Let's do drinks. Drinks, right. Joke, storytelling. So our guest... By the way,
I'm just excited to get...
Only our third non-comedy guest, right?
Oh. I think so.
Oh my goodness. I
Dr. Oz.
I'm honored.
And, Gino.
And
Joel's always
Olivares. Jorge.
Well, he produces a comedy show.
Yeah, he's kind of comedy.
In the world.
So this is a big deal. We've had some big names.
We had big names, but
without the who aren't comics.
The only more important name at Christmas time than Santa would be
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
And depending on the family, as you would say, we're Santa Christmas people, not Jesus Christmas people.
Well, we're both, I think.
You're eating candy canes these days.
So, yes. Santa.
Yes.
We need what's your drink of beverage of choice?
My beverage of choice. Well, when I'm in the sleigh, you know, a little peppermint schnapps.
Keep you nice and warm.
But normally a good single malt. You know,
a good single malt.
Absolutely.
I know another guy who loves single malt.
Really? I don't know who that would be.
And I think he actually drank all the samples one time.
Yes, he did.
Yes. But the nice thing was he gifted it to Santa, then he proceeded to drink it.
Yes, that's always it. That's him a bottle of booze, said, you're welcome, and then drank it.
Yeah.
There we were at the North Pole, and he said, the first gift of Christmas, and then proceeded to drink it.
He giveth.
Santa, open your gift. I can't wait to drink it.
Quickly as he giveth, he taketh away.
He kept doing this. I'm a little dry. Yeah, I'm a little dry.
I could go for a drink right now.
I could go for a drink right now. And then the elves came over.
I could go for a drink or a bottle.
Wait, are you guys being serious?
No, they're comics, Joel.
It is very funny to be sitting between Chuck, a.k.a. Santa, and Mark, and not have a drink. this could be a first.
So the second thing we do during the show is Sandy, you know the show.
I do know the show. I'm a big fan of the show.
I have a feeling you listen to us while you're making toys.
Well, the elves do. We pipe it in and
that's right. They're so disgruntled.
When they don't when they don't pay attention, we turn it up and repeat it.
Yes. So what we do is we tell jokes, but specifically, this week, we'd like to tell some Christmas jokes.
Oh, Christmas jokes. How exciting. Oh, I'm sure little Richie has a Christmas joke for us, dude.
I do. This one, do you want dirty or clean?
Let's do one of each.
All right, let's start with clean.
You have a whole year to wait until you get to tell it again.
All right, hold on.
All right.
These are dirty. All right, I'm screwing this up.
That's all right.
No, take your time. We only have 12 minutes.
What happened to the clean ones? Hang on. Hang on.
Reggie's using technology, so...
This could be... That's a good point, Mark. This is not good. 45 amusing Christmas jokes. Now, I have not read these jokes ahead of time. So...
Here we go.
So it could be something as
bad. Okay. It's gonna be as bad as you were about
really?
To say.
All right. I can't.
What kind of music do elves listen to?
What's that?
Rap.
Ah! Ah!
The W is silent. Well done.
Unless you're Elmer Fudd. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a pretty stupid one. What says O-O-O?
Oh, I know Santa this. Santa. No, Santa walking backwards.
That's right, Santa walking backwards. I know this. Let me see if I can find.
What do you think? This is the first time I've heard these?
Come on, Santa, you drop a joke here.
All right. What do you call the guy that falls into the chimney while the fire is still on?
What's that?
Crisp Kringle.
What do you get if you combine Santa and a duck? Don't look. What do you get if you combine Santa and a duck?
Oh.
Oh, you horseshit? Oh,
I was walking backwards.
Santa apparently only has one punchline. Christmas quacker. All right, that's enough. Let's find Dave.
Let's go. Enough of this clean shit. Let's hear some dirty.
Why do I keep losing it? Okay.
Here's
talk amongst yourselves.
All right. At the end of the holiday, when Santa has no money, what is his name? Saint Nicholas.
Whoa! That's the sound of everyone going to another podcast. Did you hear that?
Wait, that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You thought it was Santa's sleigh going, no.
It's hilarious. Whoosh.
All right, this is a long one.
Let's do it.
All right. It's kind of like a Christmas Eve tale.
So this is kind of like the story.
Yes. Right. Maybe you should read it. I don't know how it ends. This could end really badly.
It was a cold Christmas Eve, and a miserable woman stood on the edge of a high bridge as she contemplated suicide.
It's a feel-good story.
Just as she tried to step off, she felt someone grab her coat. She turned around to see Santa Claus.
And yelled, "Me too!"
Yeah. and Santa Claus was pulling her back. "Santa Claus," she exclaimed. "Yes, indeed. But tell me, why are you out here on so miserable on Christmas Eve, young lady?" That was my best Santa Claus.
That was good.
The woman answered, "Well, I have nothing left to live for. I was fired from my job. My husband left with the kids. My landlord is evicting me. And sadly, my cancer has returned."
Wow.
Santa said, "Sucks for you." No, Santa said, Santa said to her, "Kindly, worry not, for Christmas miracles are real. When you go home tonight, you'll have a message from your boss offering you your job back. Your husband will be waiting happily with your beautiful children. You'll have your apartment will come back, and your cancer will be gone." "My goodness," exclaimed the woman, "that is truly a miracle. How can I ever repay you?" No, most Santa fans don't have zippers.
I don't believe this is the real Santa.
So it's kind of shimmy, shimmy. Santa grinned slyly and said, "Well, there is one way, my dear. How about a blowjob?" And now a word from the mouthwash sponsor. No.
Candy cane, anyone?
Yeah.
The woman was so grateful she readily agreed. "Okay, sure," she said as she got on her knees. She unzipped Santa. She unzipped Santa and gave him the best blowjob of his life. After she finished, she zipped up Santa, and Santa zipped up and asked the woman, "By the way, how old are you?" "I'm 27," she answered as she wiped her mouth. "You're 27 and you still believe in Santa Claus?" Santa said, laughing heartily as he walked off into the night.
Trick me once.
You get it? It wasn't Santa.
If you can see Richie's
face. And she's not getting any of that shit back. That was pretty funny.
But that's probably going to weigh her down when she does jump.
Yeah.
So, I have a question.
Yes, yes.
So, what is the worst thing that can happen when you are being Santa at a mall or at a party?
I have heard. This has not happened to me. The word on the street is. No, the rumor is having a kid like throw up on you or something.
That'd be tough. Whenever you have to have a second suit, really.
Whenever I sit the chair, I always have two suits, just in case.
I imagine.
But only one pair of pants. No, I'm sorry.
I imagine a lot of you get peed on a lot.
No, that's a nasty rumor started by.
I get peed on a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You but, yeah, extra. But you pay for that. You pay for that. Yes. That's why.
Just call me Richie Norton.
Richie always says, "Santa, please bring me, you know, shiny silver dollars." Anyway.
So there's a rumor that, like, the kids don't pee on you?
No. No, I mean, you'll get a damn diaper once in a while. But on...
Nothing too.
Look, he's looking at me like, Santa, really?
Well, they're only on your lap for like 30 seconds, right? A minute.
Another reason why I don't like sitting the chair, because it's a money factory. So you're just, with the exception of Bass Pro, it's free, and they'll take as many pictures as you want. And is my Aunt Louise? Can we take? Can she hold the baby? And they're very cool.
What is the craziest request you got as Santa?
Dogs are big, and I'm allergic to most dogs. And can you hold my dog? And if it's like a Chihuahua or something, you're like, sure.
And but
it's
Clifford the big red dog.
It's like Cujo.
What is wrong with people? Really?
And they bring it up in a stroller.
Yeah. And like the dog sees you, and you know you're big, you're red, you hear this.
Yeah,
it's like,
dog.
You hold him,
right? A ginger bear.
Yeah.
That was a redheaded joke.
Yeah.
Richie's face. I'm sure it was a video.
What the hell does ginger beer have to do?
Well, you know, the elves love ginger beer.
Ginger beer? Yeah, it's good ginger beer. You ever have it?
Oh, yeah. In Jamaica, yeah.
Yeah, and so those were good questions. You came prepared with some questions. I have nothing. I want to talk about the fact that we did a video last year.
A year ago.
A year ago we did a wonderful Christmas production down the street.
That's right.
Of the Richie Byrne Show that Mark directed, Joel produced. And Santa was there and was in it and sang and was amazing.
Santa comes over once a year.
And the Elf on the Shelf video.
And we I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
And for the show, we shot a video. Elf on a Shelf. We had a ball doing it. And you can go to YouTube still, right? And find it?
Yeah.
It's there.
Elf on a Shelf at Soul Joel TV.
Yep.
So go to Soul Joel TV and watch the Elf on a Shelf. And you'll see this Santa.
Hysterical.
And we had a lot of fun doing it. And now this year we get him again for this, which is great.
It's a tradition.
And it is hard to believe that. I mean, because he's very busy at this time of year.
Yeah.
So it's nice of you to do this.
Yes. Well, Santa will always carve time out for you. Boys.
We love you, Santa. We love you.
So, Richie, what's the craziest Christmas that you got a good Christmas story where you had to perform on, like, Christmas Eve or anything
It was Christmas Eve, the Eve. It was the night.
It was the Eve.
It was a Friday. It was a Friday. And I had a show in Connecticut. And I can't believe I haven't thought of this in years. And my car, I was living on Staten Island, and I had to go up GW. Mm-hmm. And this, because it was a Friday and Christmas, everybody was going home or wherever they were going.
Oh, there, yeah.
So it was traffic like you can't believe. And I was going to Connecticut. And I pulled up to pay. This is back when you still had pay tolls. There wasn't even Easy Pass yet. I had a shitty car, and I pulled up to the toll booth, and I paid the toll, and took forever to get. And my car died in the toll booth. And it screwed up traffic even like so much, you know, because people were behind me, beep, beep. And the guys, I'm like, I can't. My car died. It's dead. So now he goes, well, wait here. Don't get out of the car. They have to come and tow you off of. You can't just get out of the car. So now a tow truck. Now, this is before cell phones. So I have no way of getting in touch with the club in Connecticut.
Oh, boy.
So they're thinking,
where the hell is the comic? And I'm there for hours, hours in this booth. And people are going by. And when they realize what was screwing up traffic more, it was made worse. Some guy opens his window and spits on my car.
No.
The next guy sees it. All of a sudden, people are spitting on my car.
It was a Chevy Bukaki.
Chevy Bukaki on Christmas. And I'm yelling. I'm like, Merry Christmas, you fucking assholes. You think I want to be here right now? And the The club never, they did use me like 10 years, but they would not use me after that. And I'm like, really? You got to be kidding. Like, I finally got to call them and said, sure, the show had already started. Yeah, I was opening. It was back. It was. It had to be 25 years ago.
So they figured you were drunk in a corner.
Dude, what? And I'm like, hey, man, here's what happened. They didn't. Yeah, well, screw you.
Yeah, my car broke down. I mean, how?
Okay, but it was a guy I knew. I don't want to say his name.
No, don't say his
name. He worked with my manager.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is.
And I was just like,
I
really?
Can't read lips, or
I'll tell you later, but you won't know.
No,
later.
No.
But I was just like, really? So that was my.
It was actually
and
Christmas
the car cost me like $500 to fix it. At the time, I had no money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The fact that you didn't have to work
for him anymore was a Christmas miracle. Yes,
it was. It's a miracle, everybody.
So that's a good Christmas. There you go. And that's why, Mark, when people tell us, man, you must have the best job in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the nights. I have a great job.
Yeah, this is the best.
And seriously, since I've gotten to know you guys, and it's an absolute honor.
I can't tell if that was a little Santa sarcasm.
I love Santa sarcasm. I just can't wait to have a ginger beer.
When but you sat ahead. On my knee. But and then I did have wet pants, but that's here or there.
Wow, Santa from the inside.
Santa went blue.
You're dipping in the blue ink, kid.
Let me finish.
All right, well, then move on.
What's this thing called timing?
Cursing.
Anyway, it people have this romantic view and idea of comics, and you guys bust your ass.
It's
I just want to say it's not as carefree, and you're getting laid every night, and well, maybe you are, but
we are, but with each other.
That's why we stick together.
Joel kept his mouth shut on that.
the only
one who's not really a comic.
Happy holidays. Anyway, so on that note, but people don't realize how hard you guys work to get what you do.
And yes,
I
people forget that, and just like for you with this, that it's still a job.
Right. Yeah.
It's still a business, and there's still a lot of pressure.
Yes.
And
it's the equivalent of going to a football player and go, all you do is play football on Sunday for a couple hours.
Right.
We also have the right, get there.
Yeah, we have a right.
And it's the same thing because, like, you know, people will be like, well, what are you doing later? You know, and they have no thought of travel time. Like, they really do think Santa has some kind of time continuum. You know, blink like he's like freaking genie. And look, Bart Reed. But that's here nor there. And it's like, well, you.
I know a guy that slept with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That hurts his ears out. It's because she's over 60.
But she's over 70. Joel, look at the table just rose. Let's just say Joel's favorite comedy shows are the senior places that we do. But
eight,
anyway.
Eight minutes left.
Now, what's yours?
So, my roommate Nick and I were asked to be the MCs of the Belladonna Triple Xmas Party, which consisted of us doing stand-up in front of a group of guys, and then doing play-by-play commentary to a live sex show.
No.
And
Belladonna was...
She hosted it.
Serious.
And they had a strip competition that we...
God, your story beats the shit out of mine! But ironically, there was a lot of things that looked like spit.
There was a lot of spit.
There was the same amount.
There was the same amount of white gooey shit going around. I just think it's hysterical that our dirtiest podcast has been with Sam.
But go ahead.
There was this one
happy holiday.
And what was weird is we would go into the green room, and when we would walk into the green room for the strippers, they treated us like we were the strippers, so they were all naked the whole time when we were in the
Yeah, they do that.
You've done the arts, and you've done the arts.
Yeah, that goes
and
on.
And if you get caught once watching, it's bad. Because, like, somebody named Louie will come be like, hey.
Well, we're talking about a professional porn star. So yeah. There was a lot of armed security around.
Right, exactly.
But then what was crazy is the one, she was like, all the other girls there treated it like it was like a professional job.
Right.
And there was one girl there that was the mess. And she was the one doing drugs in the green room, getting ready for the show. And she came out.
Hey, it's now in
there. And there was a sex swing that they were going to auction off later. It wasn't to be used.
And Mark won it.
and during her strip set, she pulls it out, gets on it, and starts swinging. And right in, like, I mean,
she's
over.
She's improvising.
And the thing was, is she was swinging over the crowd. But then we noticed is every time she swung up, it wasn't bolted down. Right. So, like, the swing legs would kind of go up in the air. And then finally she went back and the whole thing went. And it went tumbling over. And it was like in a movie. Everybody's like, ah!
There's blood everywhere.
It was great.
Now, you were saying about in the arts, this when people have to change quick.
Yes.
And you know, then
quick change.
So I was in a play 20 years ago. Actually, now, 20 years ago. And there was a girl in it who is one of my closest friends now. And we were friends then. Yeah. We would take the ferry in together. We both live in Staten Island. And she's like a rocker chick. I love her to death. And she's like kind of a free spirit, right? Yeah. So we're at the play. It's opening night. And the light, something went on, half the system blew.
Oh,
and we're about to start, and there's lights are down, sound is down, it's a mess. Now, I'm in the back, I only have two scenes in the play, and I'm not on till later, she's not on till later. People are running around, she comes out of her dressing room, and she says to me, Richie, what's going on? And I turn to tell her. And her bathrobe is open, and she's completely naked.
Oh, boy.
And hello. I am just trying. I'm like, okay.
Eyes up.
You know, eyes up. She's a pro. And she's hot as hell. And I'm like, the system blew. And we're talking for a good 2 minutes, and she's going, well, what are they going to do? I really don't know. And at one point, my eyes must have dropped, and I saw her go, holy shit! She didn't know the bathroom was
open. That's funny.
And she goes, "What the fuck is wrong with?" I go, "What the fuck is wrong with me? I didn't know what to do. I thought this was normal.
I'm confused."
And she's like walking around with my bathrobe on but open is normal. But I go, "I don't know why you're naked under it." I
mean, and I was supposed to act calm and cool like John Travolta.
I've heard the same story about Rodney Dangerfield.
That was different cleavage.
I want to tell you.
And ironically, here's the funny thing. She went on to sing my wedding song. She was the singer of my wedding song.
Really?
Yeah. Did you, during the toast?
I don't even think my wife knows that story.
She does now.
No, it's not. How funny, you made me think of that, if we were in any other situation, you're like, your rope is open.
Right.
But in the theater, you're like, I don't know. I don't know if she's just, this is okay. I'm not sure.
This is like the pre-show ritual, you know.
Right.
You know, I get naked and calm down.
I get naked and calm down.
Center myself.
My own roommate.
And my pre-show ritual is to watch you get naked and calm down.
See?
It's a yin and a yang.
Every pot has a lid.
I had an old roommate that we did theater together. We were in a theater company together. And he would always show up early. I've seen him make it a billion times, Chuck. You don't want to know.
How do you think he got the show? Anyway.
But he used to go into the theater like hours before everyone else, and he would just be in his tidy. They weren't even tidy whiteys. They were like Speedo underwear.
Oh.
And he would be running around doing the warm-up. Blah, 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 doing all this.
Are you serious?
And his nickname quickly became the Parrot Smuggler.
Oh, God. God.
And then it became Smuggles.
Smuggles?
He's adorable.
Even up named Smuggles.
He's a waiter over at Stand Up New York for any of our regular comedy listeners.
What do you have here, Santa?
Well, I have a couple facts, you know, Santa science science, it's Christmas magic, Richie. You know that. I've been telling you that for years. However, we do have the science people that say that if every child had one gift, just one gift, Joel, one gift, and they put every child on the earth, put them on the sleigh would weigh 333,000 pounds.
No,
tons. I take that back.
Pounds.
Thank you for reading that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you do the whole algorithm, then you have to figure out how many reindeer it would take to pull that. It would be 214,206 plus Rudolph.
Well, he's a lazy fuck.
Well, and he's always in a contractual problem. But, you know, there. And then...
he's not always needed, either.
No.
Yeah, there's Rudolph, a lot of clear Christmas...
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, would you guide my sleigh? That's a misquote, by the way. I don't want to get into it.
I think we should.
See, here's my problem with the whole... that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
No.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of Christmas songs that are offensive. Rudolph is about bullying and bias.
No, you're absolutely right.
The whole song is about, you know, we don't need you. You're different, go over there.
We need you.
No reindeer games.
Yeah, I love the show with the coach. No more reindeer games for Rudolph. And they're
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want to be a dentist. Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible, horrible song if you think about it. I mean, Grandma got run over by a reindeer? What the hell's that? It's violence?
Yeah.
And why are Chet's nuts roasting over an open fire? That's what I want to know.
Chet's nuts. Well,
how did he do on Christmas Eve?
I think he pays for that. I don't know.
Anyway, I thought I'd throw in a little new joke that I wrote.
Stick to the script.
This is why I'm not working Christmas weekend. Anyway.
Happy holidays.
Do you have...
No, and then that would just be that I would have to make 823 visits per second. And the sleigh
to deliver all
the gifts in one night. And then the sleigh would have to move 3,000 times the speed of sound.
So you're pretty much outing yourself.
No. Because some people...
We should have another podcast for that day.
And have my elf here, my head elf.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you don't need the Santa suit for that episode.
Oh, my. Anyway, so that's a little...
What else do you have?
Well...
You got all kinds of stuff
I
here.
Do. Well,
we've never had anyone come prepared before.
I come prepared.
It is Santa.
It is Santa.
Do you have... I thought you had, like, quizzes for us.
I do. Because I just want to find out if you lads know this. Now, here's a softball. All right? Name this Christmas carol. Quadruped with... Crimson proboscis. Joel, you can play too.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Exactly. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Jump in anytime,
Mark. I didn't know we
Mark
started.
Got lost after quad.
5 p.m. to 6 a.m. without noise. Anyone? Anyone?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
A.m. without noise?
Silent Night.
So, ding, ding, ding. Well done, young
Which
man.
We did. In the Richie Burns show last year,
that's
pretty much
true.
Talked about that.
And
that
we
was
did.
One of the sketches.
Ancient benevolent despot, or despot, in reverence to
Scrooge,
H.W. Bush, who called him a despot.
It's getting political now.
No.
Scrooge.
Ancient benevolent despot. Scrooge is good, but no. It's a Christmas carol.
Oh.
Scrooge. No, Richie. No.
So it's not a Christmas tree.
No.
Ancient benevolent despot.
Ancient benevolent despot.
Oh, Wentzlessness.
Yes! Well done, lad. Well done.
You know what that song
What's
is?
The name?
Good King Wenceslas.
Right, Wenceslas. I only know it because the Beatles used to sing it.
That's
all
true.
Christmas stuff.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. Okay. Okay.
It's more of a British than an American song.
Monarchical Trio.
We Three Kings.
Yeah.
Dig, dig.
Damn it.
Okay. Hey, I got one.
All right.
It was tip of the tongue.
Tip of the tongue. Okay, here's one. Yonder in the Haystack.
Whoa, sounds
yonder
fun.
Yeah.
Yonder in the Haystack.
Oh, the manger. Away at the manger.
Yes. Well done, lad.
Man, Richie knows his stuff.
Richie knows
ding,
his
ding,
haystack.
Ding,
ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. A dozen 24-hour Yule periods.
Yule time.
Carols?
Yeah.
I need... Hold I'm on. Sorry.
A dozen?
A dozen 24-hour...
Oh, 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes! 12
Days of
Christmas. Well done, well, Matt. What am I doing? Right. I'm kicking ass.
I'm apparently some sort of savant.
Yeah.
last one. Ready? Homo sapien of crystallized vapor.
I don't know. It sounds like something Jimi Hendrix smokes.
Men of...
Homo sapien of crystallized vapor. Last one.
I have no
wow.
idea.
Wow!
I'll leave you with
I that. Like this game.
Yeah, because you're good at it.
Homo sapien of crystallized vapor.
People that are listening at home are like, they know it, they're yelling it right now.
Yelling
at
the
Come on, don't you know? It's yeah. Nemeth's Cannon.
The Grinch.
What is it?
Frosty the Snowman.
He's a Homo sapien?
I never knew that. I always thought the magician was a little...
That brings jokes and storytelling.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.